You're with SBS Radio.
For years, pictures of a gaunt Timothy Weeks as a hostage have haunted his family and friends in his hometown of Wagga Wagga. Now they have reason to celebrate, knowing he's safe. Mr. Weeks's neighbour, Graham Martin, says it's been a difficult and confusing 3 years for his father, who's waiting for his son to return home.
Yeah, it's been a long time. We're all relieved to hear that, that he's been released.
Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack was so relieved at Mr. Weeks' release, he interrupted a question directed at the Prime Minister during a press conference in Queensland.
And given the fact that he has very close connections to Wagga Wagga, I'm delighted. As my hometown, yeah. I know all Wagga Wagga is celebrating today the freedom, the safety of Timothy Weeks. Yeah. Well done to everybody who helped make that happen.
Timothy Weeks and his American colleague Kevin King were kidnapped by the Taliban outside the American University of Afghanistan in August 2016. Both men are now under US military protection in an undisclosed location. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says they're getting medical attention and preparing to be reunited with their families.
I understand that our consular officials who have been with him since he was released say that he is in good spirits, that he's okay. But of course, as you would expect, after 3 years in detention, we will be making sure that he has the best possible support and care and medical checks and all the things that go with that process. As to the timing, I think that's very much a matter for both medical advice if it's required, but also for Tim and his family. This has obviously been an extraordinarily traumatic experience and one which they will work through and make their own arrangements so when they're ready.
The release of the academics is part of a bigger plan and came at a cost. In exchange for their freedom, the Afghanistan government released three senior Taliban militants. It's a risky prisoner swap with hopes it'll reignite peace talks between the group and the US, which stalled in September. US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has released a statement saying the Taliban have indicated that the release of the two professors is intended as a goodwill gesture, which the United States welcomes. He goes on to say the US sees these developments as hopeful signs the Afghan war may soon conclude through a political settlement. Australia's government hasn't revealed when Mr. Weeks will be back on Australian soil. Rachel Carey, SBS News.
sbs.com.au